see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This magnificent Monday, June 8, 2026 edition. Joining us on the line is the author, Rick Randall. He is the author of the Good Words book for Success, Likely to Succeed, A through Z, Road Trip, Pass the Positive. Good morning, sir.
Oh, Randy. Good morning. You just fire me up every time you do that.
Thank you. Appreciate that, brother. Hey, I wanted to talk to you about the book.
Thank
because
you.
The website books.by/pass-the-pos is the website.
Yes.
That's the best way for folks to get the book. One of the reasons you wrote the book, Rick, was you thought about your life as you look back and said, man, if I only knew then what I know now. And
exactly.
And this is a perfect book, a perfect opportunity for people to buy this as a graduation gift. Explain in this short segment, why did you feel that you wanted to write this book? What was the starting point? What basically motivated you to sit down and write this book?
Yeah, that's funny. I got the purpose of the book, but a long time ago. When I was only 18 years of age, my dad gave me the book, See You at the Top. And it was by Zig Ziglar, and it was all about positive thinking. And I read it, and I thought, geez, this just really makes a lot of sense. Well, okay, that was a long time ago, and it's been a lifelong journey. And it was fun. I read that book, and it meant a lot to me at the time. I went through chiropractic school. And then my roommate, Terry Smith, my Red Wing Shoe Store buddy, I call him. He's a great story. I've talked about him before. But he and I moved in together, and his dad had albums, Nightingale Conant, W. Clement Stone, these guys that we're talking about, Earl Nightingale, Napoleon Hill, and we started listening to this stuff. And then I hooked up with Nightingale Conant, and they produced cassette tapes. So anybody remember cassette tapes? And so in the morning I'd listen to, you could listen to a whole half, that's funny, a half of a side of a cassette tape while I was in the bathroom, in the shower, you know, and shaving, and you would just put that into your thinking. And so, okay, then years later, Eric and I, my brother Eric, he was listening to a Zig Ziglar tape again, but it was talking about how to raise successful, positive people or young kids in what seems to be kind of a negative environment, a world that's a little not so much like that. And so they started throwing out, you know, what would a successful person look like, or what character traits might you find? And so they in the seminar, in the tape he was listening to, it threw out a bunch of different words. And so then he listened and he thought, well, these are all good words. And so then that was the beginning of our game idea. And then we produced the coloring book. So the coloring book has 31 good words in it. We call it the Good Words Cool Coloring Book. We called it cool because it was our coloring book, but nonetheless. Okay, and so there was 31 words in there. And the concept was is that if you started exposing younger people, younger minds, and the idea then was 0 to 3 year olds, and we had a whole bag idea and a word idea, and then we produced the coloring book. And so you would learn these words at a very young age. And when you did, what we learned is that they would, at that point, they would incorporate that into their behavior. And so that was the beginning of that. And I'll go on with the road trip was the next book, the follow-up from the coloring book. And I'll tell you more about that in just another minute or two. But that's where that came from. But I'm excited about this because it's grown. And so I'll catch you on the other side of this break. I'm looking at my clock, Randy. I'm trying.
No problem, buddy. I understand. I appreciate that very much. Hey, one thing right on. That we are going to do is not only give out the website, but I can text you a picture of the cover of the book. Just text me RT while we're having our conversation with Rick Randall, the author of the book Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
This July 4th, celebrate America's 250th birthday at the biggest party in mid-Michigan at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell. Featuring Mark Farner's American Band, the Dave Mead Band, and more special guests. Sing along to classic hits, enjoy a spectacular fireworks finale, and camp on-site for the full weekend. Tickets start at just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at libertymountainusa.com and click on events. Come join us and bring your friends.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experience nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three, staying through the break, is the author Rick Randall. He's the author of the book Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success, Likely to Succeed A through Z. So this was actually a journey a process for you, Rick, over the years after listening to all these other motivational speakers and information, reading books, listening to tapes, different things. This was just a, I guess you would say, a natural progression for you.
Totally true, which is kind of wild, Randy. People ask, do you read many books? I read all kinds of books, but they're all in that that genre, if you will. And so it's, you know, you go out and read like a novel, or, you know, Peterson or whoever, Daniel Steele or whoever these authors are. I don't read that stuff. I read motivational, inspirational, positive thinking. So then it was interesting. I was not very good in English in college, and the first semester I got a B in University of Michigan, Flint. And then the second semester, my buddy hooked me up. He said, by Terry Smith, my Red Wings C-Star guy, he goes, Dr. Berger, she's fantastic. You'll get an A. I go, well, I'm going for the A. Okay, so I took her class. And at the end of the class, this is back when you typed on a Royal typewriter. You know, you weren't very good writers because you didn't have the cut and paste. You slipped in a little piece of tape to erase a mistake, right? I mean, typing back then, writing back then was different. But she said to me,
sure,
she said, someday you'll write a book. And I've remembered that for a long time. And I had no idea why she said that, you know.
Sure.
But then this book showed up. And so, what you said was perfect. I thought, again, if only you knew then what you know now. And so why I wrote this book was, and our concept is good words. And so you fill your bag with good words. You don't put bad words in your bag. You only put good words in your bag, and that's the bag of words that you use on a daily basis. And so I said, we're going to do the good words concept, and we're going to and I came up with 107 good words. There's a lot of good words in the book, but specifically 107 good words with definitions. And then I wrote my life experience related to that word, or why that word showed up in my book. And then I wrote a poem for every word, which is really kind of cool. I've written poems for a long time, and I just kind of like, I rhyme. They're pretty, you know, they're not like Emerson or some of these guys out there that write, you know, like you really think about it. You know, my poems are pretty basic poems, but it influences the meaning of the word. Kind of, I always want to attach an emotional something to it, you know?
Absolutely.
If you have kind of an emotional relationship with what you're wearing or what you're reading, you know, then that was life experiences, you know. One of my favorite poems in the book is about my initiative, which was the word I was going to start with today, and that I forgot that poem was that poem. Oh yeah, this is great. But it was, yeah, this is great. The poem for initiative was about my treehouse. And okay, Randy, this is funny. Every time we start our little conversation, you tee me up with a word, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, you go. Okay, you even give me the page to go to. And you go, Rick, this is the word I got today. So I was so ready for your word. And I thought last week you gave me a really good word, I think it was gratitude. And I said, that's right, a good word, but I didn't follow up on it. You know, I have my own little agenda going. So this week I thought, all right, I'm going to listen to Randy's word, and I'm going to start this whole conversation with Randy's word. So, but anyway.
Well, that's the one I wanted you to do last week was gratitude, page 38, yes. I believe.
Yeah, well, good memory. I remember that. Okay,
sure.
And gratitude is such a good word and such an important thing to start with. In your morning, we talked about that. But I like that poem. Let me grab 38. This is a good poem. And then my line right there is, I like this one. Gratitude is the air in your tires on your road trip. I thought that was a pretty good line. Without air, you don't go too far. Gratitude is extremely important and an essential part of the trip. Success is about appreciating our blessings. Never should you forget. Just the fact that you are here is where it should start. Be grateful for your heart and your lungs and a few other parts. Opportunity is all around you. Remember that part too. Success is about gratitude. Just watch what it can do. This is a good line. When we realize our many blessings, we are blessed even more. Gratitude is just an attitude that opens up many doors. And I think that's one of the most important words in your morning, in your day, in your cognitive thought process, is be grateful, right? Okay, then, Randy, I changed the spelling. Grateful, G-R-A-T-E-F-U-L, right?
Yeah.
And okay, so I have a patient, he comes in, and Roy, And he comes in, and he was just a great guy. This is downstate. And he comes in, and I said, Roy, how you doing? He goes, like the bottom of a stove. And I'm like, okay, you lost me there. And he goes, get it? It's a grate. There's a grate at the bottom of the stove, right? Okay. So, but then I thought, you know, if you're grateful, I thought about all your blessings, which are great, G-R-E-A-T. So anyways, I changed the spelling of great full to G-R-E-A-T-F-U-L. But anyways, that was just a side note. Okay, so then initiative. So I wrote about initiative. And an initiative, the energy and enthusiasm to originate, leadership, team leader, begin, get started, charge ahead, lead the way. And then I wrote this. I thought this was fun. Lights, camera, action, right? Initiative is the gusto to make something happen. Randy, you're all over that these days. You and I talked about this when you were in last time.
Sure.
Just what you've got going on. Take the initiative and move forward with your life and your goals and your objectives. And we talked about how important that is. I wrote that in the paper. I write for the Charlevoix County News. Great paper. If you're not getting that paper, it is a great paper. I started writing for it. Hence, I'm reading it. And it's just full of really good stuff. Positive thinking. It's got good articles on what's going on. It's got good coverage on sports for kind of the Charlevoix County there. But anyways, if you want something to happen, do you have the initiative to get the ball rolling? Take the initiative and step into action and let the adventure begin. Okay, then I wrote this. The recipe for success, it includes motivation, ambition, and determination. And these are all words in the book. And so I have all these books, and they kind of go around in circles around the other words. But, yeah, all total, there's 24,000 words in the book, I think. Okay, but you have to stir the pot, right? Motivation, ambition, determination, toss it all in there. But if you don't stir it, boom, nothing happens. This is where initiative comes in. So get it going and initiate your road trip to success. So I have all these, the words that I have, the definition, and then I have something about it. Then I have this, what I call my power statements. And then I write this poem. This is a favorite. Initiate, begin, just get started right now. This is another important, in the doing of things, you will figure out how. I learned that from Walter Russell. I read one of his books, which is just a really incredible book. Anyways, he says, in the doing of things, you figure out how to do it, right? I mean, you just, you think, I don't know how to do it, whatever you limit yourself with. But as soon as you start doing things, pretty soon it's like, okay, one thing leads to another. I got a great story about that. I'll save for another time. It's about fixing my pump. You know, your yard pump out there on the outside where the water comes right out of the ground and you hook your hoses up to it. Well, that was leaking. But anyways, I was a small little kid when I was 8. I wanted a treehouse, but my dad told me to wait. Dad laughed when he saw me get the ladder instead. He was proud of my initiative. That's what he said. Initiative, he said, will never let you down. So we built a really cool treehouse 10 feet off the ground. That was, I thought, and that's a true story. And I told this story before. Remember I told you about digging the pole stole?
Oh, yeah.
Dad hands me a tuna fish can. Says, there you go. Like, okay. And then my arm wasn't long enough to get down to the 42 inches, you know. But, okay, so then I wanted to shift over from, I was going to go through my I words, and they're good words. But here's something that I really want to talk about today. And this is protect the cortex. All right, so I call it to Protect the Cortex Day, and it says all of us are farmers. So this is one of my favorite lines, and I don't know if you're familiar with Mark Victor Hansen, but
oh, yeah.
Mark Victor Hansen wrote The Chicken Soup for the Soul, but he did a lot of things before he ever did that, and I've kind of watched his lifelong progression since 1983, and when I heard him in the beginning, I thought the guy's a little bit flaky, but I've been listening to that stuff forever, and it was just his delivery, you know, but he was just getting started, and at the same time, I'm not on the stage, you know, doing what he was doing, so you're like, okay, well, a couple years later, he frequently came to our seminars, our chiropractic seminars, and so I listened to him every time, and I just watched him grow. And again, you know, hopefully I could grow as fast and as well as he did. But the next thing he did was the Chicken Soup for the Soul books. And I thought, someday I'm going to write a book. But he told his story. And then this is funny, Randy. So after that talk, I bought every single one of his tapes. Everyone he'd ever produced, they were for sale at the seminar. I was like, that guy just, boom. I've been with him for a long time, and finally it was just like, that just was like it, you know. So I read through all that. But anyway, so here's the line that came up with, derivative from Mark Victor Hansen, was, your thoughts are the seeds from which your future grows, right? What you think about comes about, is what Mark Victor Hansen said. And it says, what is growing in the garden of your life depends on the seeds that you are planting, right? So, you know, what seeds are you planting? That's where the good words concept comes in, is that if you're only using good words to plant good seeds, or good words are good seeds, then you'll grow good words things in your life. But more to the story. So there's the mind, the brain, and the prefrontal cortex. Okay, so thinking is one of your greatest assets. To be able to sit down and just think and realize and think about your life and think about what you want to do. I mean, people don't take enough time. That's another word in my book. It's critical. Spend time in your day, every day, and think about your life. Think about what you want to do. Okay, then I say your mind is your house for your thoughts. You can only hold one thought in at a time. And then the brain is divided into different parts, right? So your brain has different sections that do different things. So the prefrontal cortex, that's the front part of your brain that is largely responsible for personality, decision-making, and social behavior, right? Okay, your will to live and your enthusiasm to live. I like this because it's about seeds, but they germinate here. Your prefrontal cortex, so important. Okay, it's greatly influenced, your prefrontal cortex, greatly influenced by what we hear, what we read, and what we see. Okay, so I use this analogy. The prefrontal cortex is like this big, beautiful body of water. All right, so Torch Lake. All right, it is beautiful, it is clear, it is refreshing. Okay, when you expose your prefrontal cortex to positive things, positive stories, positive people, it produces positive thoughts, positive emotions, and positive behaviors. Okay, this is the normal. When I go out into Torch Lake, you can't go too other many places, or did I say that right? Too many other places in the world. And I get to go down there, and you look at your feet. It's clear. You look at the stones. It's absolutely gorgeous. Okay, so this is normal. This is normal for me. This is acceptable standard in your life experience because of your prefrontal cortex. We're going back to the positive thoughts, positive emotions. It's clear and refreshing. Okay, now what happens when you add 12 ounces of cola, right? So grab, I don't want to say Pepsi or Coca-Cola, but you put 12 ounces of cola, negative things, negative stories, negative people. And what starts to happen to that beautiful, clear, refreshing, pure body of water? It's just a little
cloudy. It's dark, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, but it can sustain it until we add a little more and then a little more and then a little more, right? Before long, it's not anywhere close to what it was, but this becomes the new normal. And this is the acceptable standard that has now changed. So here's the moral of the story. We have to be very careful, and that's why I call it Protect the Cortex Day. You have to protect the prefrontal cortex. Your thoughts, your seeds, what you plant is what grows. If all of us were consumed with the safety of the cortex, I love that line, Facebook posts, the news, most conversations would be significantly different. Dale Carnegie said, don't criticize, condemn, or complain. You go, now what are we going to talk about, right? That'd exactly be a pretty good place to start. You go,
amen. Amen.
Share what
perfect
is good. Yep. Yep. Feed the cortex with really good stuff, and the plants you grow in your garden grow much taller. Protect excellent the cortex.
All right, buddy. We greatly appreciate it. Hey, I'm going to give out the website. If you would like a picture of the cover, just text me RT for road trip books.by/pass-the-pos. POS for positive. Rick Randall, author of Road Trip. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This